60-second lesson. Into the future.
And what of tomorrow? How will British and American English develop over the coming quarter century?
In fact, we are witnessing something very interesting. The gradual emergence of a language we can call International English.
This language is neither British nor American, but a potpourri of a number of major influences.
Apart from the major English-speaking countries, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, South Africa, each of which has had its own particular impact on the language, many other countries are also making their mark.
India, Jamaica, Singapore, and at least 30 other countries where English is an official language have all made their own individual contributions and have pushed English firmly to the centre of the international stage.
One unfortunate result of this evolution is that the press in Britain and America is flooded with letters of complaint from people who are worried that the language is going to the dogs and that no one speaks correct English anymore.
Indeed, in a world that is largely bilingual, native English speakers are having a harder time than most.
One rather unfair anecdote tells us that someone who speaks three languages is trilingual, someone with two is bilingual, but someone who only speaks one language is most definitely an Englishman.
But it is true that language is constantly evolving and that English is better equipped than most to integrate change.
As people live new experiences, so they invent new words and expressions to describe their discoveries. And we are not just talking about science.
As the American settlers pushed their way further west in the 19th century, so their language reflected their everyday preoccupations.
The gold rush gave us words like bonanza, panhandler, and prospector. While settlers talked of staking a claim or striking it rich, if things went wrong, they bit the dust.
Relaxation mainly took the form of gambling, where players had to put up or shut up.
Gamblers would call your bluff if they didn't believe you were holding a good hand, but you could still hit the jackpot.
The railroad stretched further and further across the country, and people got sidetracked. Or worse, they went off the rails.
The wiser among them preferred to backtrack rather than find themselves in a difficult situation.
All of these words and phrases, and many more, remain part of our everyday speech.
Given the impact of science, technology, global finance, and worldwide communications, English will continue to eagerly create new words, rather than just borrow from other languages as it did in the past, and to become a real second language for the rest of the world.
The reasons for the spread of this new world language, which is no longer culturally based, are debatable.
Some experts talk about the flexibility of English, while others cite the post-war influence of the US.
Be that as it may, correct English may soon be judged on the basis of international utility, rather than on the ability to speak or pronounce the language like a native speaker.
The idea, however, is not new. Back in the 19th century, a famous writer said that so-called correct English was nothing but the slang of pedants.
We hope you will enjoy speaking English throughout the world, and that your knowledge and understanding have been increased by studying this book.
Exercises.
We are currently witnessing an extremely interesting development.
She made her mark with her first novel, written under the nom de plume of George Eliot.
Unless something is done to remedy the situation, the firm will very quickly go to the dogs.
Despite his education, he's having a harder time than most.
He promised to put up the money, but very quickly backtracked when he realized how much was needed.
You must be careful to never split an infinitive.
That's typical of a pedant, to never let other people do what they secretly want to do themselves.